Happy reminding in the sun. Together as a family, we can. Isn't it good to be in the Lord's house?
Amen. Every time.
Amen. That's right, brother. Genesis chapter 5, and boy, I can see my Bible tonight. I went out and got me some stronger glasses. I think these are more like magnifying glasses, but that's all right. They serve a purpose. Amen. Now I can't see y'all when I lift my eyes up. No. That's why I had to take them off, brother, so I could see y'all. Amen. Genesis chapter 5. You've been sitting for a while. Would you mind standing, if you're physically able, and just reading a few verses here? Genesis chapter 5, beginning in verse 21, I believe we'll begin. The Bible says, "And Enoch lived 65 years and begat Methuselah. And Enoch walked with God after he begat Methuselah 300 years and begat sons and daughters. And all the days of Enoch were 365 years. And Enoch walked with God, and he was not, for God took him." I love that phrase, "and he was not." You know, you've heard of cosmonauts, you've heard of astronauts. Here's a was not. And you know what? That's what we're going to be one of these days. The Lord's going to look at us, the world's going to look at us and say, "They were here, but they was not anymore." We're going to be was nots. Amen. Y'all pray with us and for us, Lord. Lord, thank you for the opportunity to preach tonight. Lord, I pray that you'd help us to say exactly what you'd have us to say, no more, no less, Lord. We do thank you for the good crowd, Lord, you've given us tonight to preach to. Lord, several visitors, Lord, I pray that you'd touch their hearts and encourage them and admonish them, Father. Lord, help us to do what the song says, Lord. We just want to please you, Lord, in all that we do. And Lord, help us to do that. Show us where we're not pleasing you. And Lord, we'll try our best to make it right with you tonight, Lord. We ask it in your precious name, the name of Jesus. Amen. You may be seated. Thank you for standing with us. Some things about Enoch that I want to point out to you tonight. Enoch had a decision to follow the Lord. You know, it wasn't something that he just woke up one morning following the Lord. You know, he had a deliberate decision. And you know what? If you're going to follow the Lord, you've got to make that decision yourself. I want to say to you, I see some young folks here tonight, and I appreciate you being here. But you know what? You won't be saved just because your mom and dad saved. You won't be saved just because your grandma and grandpa saved. You got to make a personal decision that you're going to accept Jesus as your Savior. Amen. I thank God for that personal decision I made when I was 6 years old, decided to follow Jesus. It was a deliberate decision. Amen. And but you know, also, it's a daily decision to follow the Lord. Now, that deliberate decision I was talking about, following the Lord, you have to make that decision to follow Him in salvation. And you only saved one time, praise God. Amen. You saved one time and you saved forever. Amen. And I just like to throw my leg up there and say, amen. All right now. That's one thing I get excited about is my eternal security. Amen. I'm excited about the Lord saving me and giving me everlasting life. And once you get saved, you're saved forever. But you know what? Serving the Lord takes faith every day. It takes faith to get saved. Once you're saved, you get saved with faith. The Bible says the just shall live by faith. After you get saved, that's just the beginning of your faith life in serving the Lord. You have to continue to have faith in Him. But that faith, if you've got enough faith to get saved, you can continue with that faith, amen, and serve the Lord Jesus Christ. But by faith you're saved through grace, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God. Amen. I thank God for grace this evening. Amen. That we're saved by grace. And but as I said, it's a daily decision. As we just sung a minute ago about Joshua, He said, choose you this day whom you will serve. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. It's a daily decision to follow him in service. One time, and let me stress this because I don't want to confuse anyone. One time you get saved and that's forever. But daily decision to service is something you have to do every day. Amen. And Jesus said it this way, take up your cross daily and follow me. Paul said it this way, I die daily. So we must make a commitment. We're going to follow the Lord every day. Amen. Make that decision every day. And Enoch, I'm getting mixed up on my characters here. Enoch had a direction. He had a devotion. I mean, he served the Lord for 300 years. Faithful service to him. And you know what? When he walked with God, it wasn't that he decided, you know, he's going to ask God to walk with him. Walking with God is not God walking with you. It's you walking with God. You choose God's path. Amen. And let me say quickly, behind that, you choose God's pace. You go at his pace, at his timing. When he says move, you move. When he says stop, you stop. Amen. I think about it sort of like the children of Israel. When they followed the Lord with that cloud above them, they would only move when that cloud would move.
Right.
Amen. We need to move only when God moves the cloud. Amen.
Right.
Just walk with him every day. It's a daily decision. It's a devoted decision. It's his path. It's his pace. But you know what? If you decide to follow the Lord in salvation and you decide to follow him every day in service, you're going to make some declarations about that. Let's turn to Jude, the book of Jude tonight. Jude, as you well know, the book of Jude only has one chapter. And it's right before Revelation, so it's pretty easy to find. I love this man named Enoch. It amazes me and it thrills my heart how the Lord used him at the very beginning of creation. There, right, the seventh from Adam, the Bible says. He was the seventh from Adam. But then he didn't forget about him. Brother Randy, he mentions him again here in Jude, in the book of Jude. Let's see what the Lord says about Enoch here in the book of Jude. The Bible says in verse 14, and Enoch also, the seventh from Adam, prophesied of these, saying, behold, the Lord cometh with 10,000s of his saints. The Lord cometh with 10,000s of his saints. Now, if you know your Bible, you know what he's talking about there. He's not talking about the rapture. You know, and by the way, Enoch is a picture of the rapture, of us in the church being taken up in the rapture. And but we're going to be taken up in the rapture. And that could happen at any moment. But you know what? There's going to be 7 years of tribulation. And boy, you don't want to be left here for that. You say, how can I get out of that? How can I get out of being left in the tribulation? Get saved.
That's right.
Get born again. Amen. Ask the Lord Jesus to save you. Believe on him and he'll save you. But that could start at any moment. After the rapture, it begins the tribulation. There's 7 years of tribulation. But then the Lord is coming back. But he's not coming back by himself. He's bringing us with him. And we call that the second coming. And he's not coming as a little child. He's not coming as a little babe in a manger. My friend, he's coming as King of Kings, sister. He's coming as Lord of Lords. And he's not coming to take sides. He's coming to take over. Amen. He's going to take over. Amen. I praise God for that. But let's just read what the Bible says about what Enoch said. And Enoch also, the seventh from Adam, prophesied of these, saying, behold, the Lord cometh with 10,000s. And by the way, aren't you glad your King James Bible said thousands?
Yeah.
It didn't say just thousands, because if it had just been 10,000, it could have been just 10,000. But because it's a plural thousands, it could be millions, billions, and trillions. And amen, that means it can include you and me. Amen. And I'm glad it does include you and me in this. Amen. So he's coming back with all of us, 10,000s of his saints. And that's us. Amen. What's it going to do? To execute judgment upon the upon all, and to convince all that are ungodly among them of all their ungodly deeds which they have ungodly committed, and of all their harsh speeches which ungodly sinners have spoken against him. My friend, if you're going to stand for the Lord, if you're going to walk with the Lord, you're going to stand against ungodliness. Amen. You're not going to hobnob with the world. You're not going to, you may be in the world, but as God said, the Lord Jesus Christ says, you're not going to be of the world. Amen. So many Christians wants to be as close to the world as they can be. Amen. But my friend, we're supposed to be different. We're supposed to be changed. We are a peculiar people. The Bible says we're strangers. We don't belong here. You know, this world is not my home. I'm just a passing through. My treasures are laid up somewhere beyond the blue. The angels are beckoning me from heaven's open door. I just don't feel at home in this world anymore. Do you? If you feel at home in this world, my friend, that may be because this world is your home. And you won't go to heaven, amen, being this world being your home. You'll go straight to hell. Amen. That's where you end up. Enoch just didn't fit in. Somebody said that Enoch was walking with God, and God looked at Enoch and said, listen, it's closer to my house than it is yours. So you just come on. You just come on with me home. Amen. That's the way it's going to be with us, brother, isn't it? Yeah. The Lord's going to say, we're just going to take you on home. Yeah. And we're going to be a was not. Amen. Praise the Lord. Turn with me to Hebrews chapter 11. Hebrews chapter 11. I want you to see Enoch's delight. Mm-hmm. But before I mention that, I want to say that Enoch made a difference. He made a difference in the people. Well, you know who Enoch's great grandson was? Enoch's great grandson was a man named Noah. Have you ever heard of him? Because I believe because of the influence of Enoch on Noah, Noah was the kind of man that he was, which saved the world, by the way. Praise the Lord for that. Amen. But let's read some more about Enoch. Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 5. The Bible says, by faith Enoch was transported. I believe that's what that word means, translated, that he should not see death and was not found. I love that phrase, was not found. One of these days, they're going to be looking all over for us, brother, if the Lord comes in our lifetime. They're going to be looking all over for Brother Randy. They're going to be looking all over for you, brother. Yeah. They're going to be looking for Brother Jim. They're going to say, we just can't find him. Because they're gone. There was nots. Amen. They were here, but they're not anymore. There was nots. Amen. Praise God. They're not going. I don't want to be found. Do you?
No.
I want to be gone. I want them to be able to call me gone. You can call me a lot of things, but one of these days you're going to be able to call me gone. I may be gone from this world. Amen. Praise God. Praise the Lord. He's translated that he should not see death, and was not found because God had translated him. For before his translation, he had this testimony. And this is what I want to stress to you tonight, my friend. He had this testimony that he what? Pleased God. That he pleased God. What a testimony. My friend, that's what I want. I want that kind of testimony that I please God. Why did he have that kind of testimony? Because he walked with God. I believe he was a man of prayer, as we preached last night. He was a man of prayer. And I believe he's a man that God talked to. And he didn't have all of the Bible like we have it today, but God spoke to him. God speaks to us through his word tonight. Amen. If you're going to walk with God, you've got to be a person of prayer. You've got to be a person that reads your Bible and walks with God. And as we already preached, he was a person that told people how he stood on things. He declared his situation. He declared his stand on the things of God. He just wanted to please the Lord. That's my desire. I've been a little short tonight, but I think the Lord have us just stop right there and just have an invitation. Just make it simple. Do you want to please God? I hope that's your desire. If it's not, you need to get to this altar and ask God, how can you please Him? But I will say this. In verse 6, the Bible says, without faith, it is impossible to please God. It's impossible to please God without faith.
Right.
You say, I'm pleasing to God. Well, have you ever been saved? Mm-hmm. You're not pleasing to God if you're not saved, because you don't have faith to be saved. You got to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and have faith in Him. That's the first step in pleasing the Lord. But for those of us that are saved, we have to have that faith every day. Walk by faith and not by sight to please Him. Have you been walking by sight? Have you been walking by your feelings? Let me encourage you to walk by faith. We're going to sing this song in closing tonight, brother. A little shorter tonight, but maybe somebody will come back tomorrow night because I was short. Somebody said that he who preaches short preaches again. So we're going to finish up with this song. Please, if the Lord's laid anything on your heart tonight, please join us here at the altar if you would.